And we're following another story from the West Coast today. The families of five Irish students killed when a fourth floor balcony gave way beneath their feet are now in California to collect the remains of their loved ones. An investigation is underway to determine if rotted wood caused the collapse on Tuesday at that apartment complex in Berkeley. There was a birthday party going on. Another student, an American cousin of one of the Irishmen, was also killed. Seven people were injured. The San Francisco Bay Area has always been a draw for thousands of foreign students who come looking for work on a special visa program. And after this week's tragedy, many of them are feeling unsettled. Olivia Cuevar from Here and Now contributor Youth Radio reports.
I'm here on Kittredge Street in downtown Berkeley, California, as a crane attempts to remove the broken balcony that killed six students and injured seven more. Most were Irish students here for the summer to work, international students.
It's a very sad situation in Berkeley today.
That's 23-year-old Ahmed Waqas, who is on a student visa from Pakistan to study at UC Berkeley this summer. We're at the International Cafe near campus, and he's having lunch with a group of international friends. 23-year-old Anther Khan pipes in. He's outraged. He thinks the owner of the building is responsible for hurting the students, who are all in their early 20s.
When they come and live in those accommodations, they trust those authorities. They trust those accommodations. And it's a breach of confidence. I mean, they're like me. It could have been me or my friends. And it's very sad.
Berkeley is a big draw for international students. The Irish students who were killed were part of a popular summer visa program. They were in the States not to study, but to work and travel. A lot of them work at tourist attractions. There are about 700 Irish students in the Bay Area on the J-1 visa. For Claire Nyhan, the program was like a rite of passage.
It's had sort of a profound impact because you just think of being here that summer, like I was, a big gang of 20 people. And we were in parties all the time. You could just picture yourself easily being on that balcony.
Nyhan was on the J-1 visa 16 years ago, working for a real estate developer. And after she graduated from college in Ireland, the company sponsored her to move back to San Francisco. She says she wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the J-1 visa program.
It's set up to really help people with, like, accommodation and leads for jobs and how to go about it. I mean, there's a very strong Irish network and support system here, I think, for J-1 students.
And now she's part of the local Irish community coming together around this tragedy.
We have a spare room in our apartment. I was thinking of family members that would come over, you know, to offer that they could stay with us. I can't even imagine what the families are going through. It's just devastating.
At a press conference, the Irish consul, General Philip Grant, said the students who lost their lives were only just settling in.
To have this happen at the start of this season is something that has left us all frozen in shock and in disbelief.
Berkeley, like other university towns, always seems to be in a housing crunch. And in the past 10 years, there's been a flurry of apartments going up. Currently, there are 13 buildings under construction here. And like the building where the Irish students died, the city has no requirements that developers post weight limits on balconies. Now the city is reinspecting buildings. And across the bay, Mayor Ed Lee of San Francisco announced his city will be doing the same. For Here and Now, I'm Olivia Cuevas.